and I may get some haters for this, but I removed some people from my audience, and I removed probably about 25 accounts from my audience. Now, before you get all up in my business and get upset with me about that and say, Susan, you shouldn't be doing that, that's not nice, let me tell you that Becky, who was following me and only had 6 posts and every single one had her pachangas and a dildo in it, she's not my ideal client. Furthermore, not once has Becky with the dildos shown up to comment, like, share any of my content. She clearly was a ghost account in my audience, so I removed her. Now, why would I do that? Well, because here's the deal, you guys. Welcome to Selling the Naked Truth. Welcome back to Selling the Naked Truth. I'm your co-host, Susan, and I am coming at you today solo. You can pretty much expect at this point, if I'm talking about Instagram, Jason's not going to be here for it. He deleted the app this year. He uses it just to kind of just, you know, for fun. And so he doesn't really have much to add to these conversations. But a couple of days ago, I let you guys know that I got shadow banned on Instagram, and I had a flood of DMs about what is shadow ban? How do you like all, just what is it? And so I wanted to put together a podcast episode where I could dive a little bit deeper into it, because I knew that putting it on Instagram was going to be too detailed to put in story slides, and going to be probably also too much for maybe an IGTV. So anyways, here we are. Today's podcast episode is about shadow banning on Instagram. What is it? How to get around it? And so let's jump in. So Instagram, for a number of different reasons, will actively restrict some people's posts or accounts so that they don't show up for hashtags or their followers' feeds. And that's what a shadow ban is. And there's a few different things that could trigger that. I'm going to go into that with you today. But some of you might be listening and saying, well, I don't understand what the big deal is. But I would say to you, you're most likely not a creator of content. And so this podcast episode probably isn't for you. But if you are a content creator, you're over there saying, amen, it is a big deal, because you know that as a content creator, whether you are promoting a business, an idea, or a message, you are spending hours creating content. It is legit almost a full-time job. Am I right? And so it is a big deal when our content doesn't get served up. And what I do know is that they say on average only 10% of our audience even sees our content anyways. So for us to take that small number and then eliminate it completely, it's a big hit for anybody that's trying to get traction on this platform. So what I'm going to share with you is how to get shadow banned, and then I'm going to share with you what I did to get shadow banned, and then I'm going to share with you what Instagram really wants us to do. So how to get shadow banned. Number one way to get shadow banned is to do things that can be read as robotic. So, you know, behind the scenes, there are still bots that can automatically do actions for us. And Instagram doesn't want that. They don't want a platform like that. They want this to be a place of authentic connection. And it used to be that bots were able to operate under the radar, or they turned their head, but now it's not acceptable. So, things that you can do that the algorithm could read as robotic would be unfollowing or following too many people at one time, commenting, liking, or DMing too much. And one number that I've heard is on average 40 comments in an hour can get flagged. So if you're spending an hour just getting out there commenting, if you're doing about 40 in an hour, you're starting to teeter into that territory of what could look like bot type behavior. Also, posting too many times in one day on your grid, or deleting posts and reposting them, could also be flagged as bot behavior. Another thing that's commonly known is if you are using restricted hashtags, your post and content could be getting blocked or shadow banned. And to give you an idea, because some of you might be like, well, I'm not using hashtag porn, so that shouldn't be a problem. Ahaha. Let me tell you, if you do a simple Google search, you will see all the current restricted hashtags. And I'm going to tell you, you might actually be using some of them right now. Number one, hashtag killing it. That is a shadow banned restricted hashtag to use. If you use that hashtag, your content could get shadow banned. Hashtag hard work pays off. Hashtag New Year's Day. Hashtag single. Hashtag snowstorm. Hashtag so pretty. Hashtag workflow. These are all just examples of restricted hashtags. And so if you don't know what those are and you are somebody that is actively using hashtags for growing your audience and getting new eyes on your content, well, let me tell you, you need to go check out and make sure that you're not using any of the restricted hashtags. In fact, if you go in and you hashtag New Year's Day or hashtag killing it, you are going to see that Instagram has a screen that comes up and tells you that you can't see that content. So those are just a few suggestions of things that'll get you shadow banned. Ultimately, if you do too many actions in too short of a period of time, Instagram is going to flag you. So here is what I did to get shadow banned. And this is, again, I believe a combination of a few things that happened. So number one, as we all know, Reels is somewhat new to Instagram. Several days ago, I posted a Reels and it didn't get posted to Reels. So I immediately was like, oh man, did I upload it wrong? You know, just kind of went ahead and deleted it and then reposted it. And it did it again. And I was like, huh, okay, well, maybe I'm not paying attention. Let me try this one more time. I deleted and reposted my Reels 3 times in probably a 5-minute period. And each time I used a different set of hashtags because I was trying to avoid, you know, getting flagged. And ultimately that action right there did flag me. So I waited about 20 minutes and at this point didn't realize that I had been shadow banned. I thought, oh, maybe Instagram is being glitchy right now, as Reels has been occasionally. And about 20, 30 minutes later, maybe even longer, I tried reposting my Reels again and I just walked away from it. I didn't touch it and it literally got no views. So, and then I just continued to watch my engagement go down. So that day and the following day in my stories, I had about 20 to 25% of the normal views that I get on my stories. So that was one thing that I did. I deleted, posted, deleted, reposted, deleted, reposted almost 4 times in a matter of an hour, and Instagram did not like that naturally. And I wasn't trying to like skirt the system, but it got flagged, right? And so that was the number one thing that I did. The other thing that I also did within that day is I may get some haters for this, but I removed some people from my audience and I removed probably about 25 accounts from my audience. Now, before you get all up in my business and get upset with me about that and say, Susan, you shouldn't be doing that. That's not nice. Let me tell you that Becky, who was following me and only had 6 posts and every single one had her pachangas and a dildo in it, she's not my ideal client. Furthermore, not once has Becky with the dildos shown up to comment, like, share any of my content. She clearly was a ghost account in my audience. So I removed her. Now, why would I do that? Well, because here's the deal, you guys. When we have audience members that follow us and never engage with us, it hurts our engagement. So our content gets served up to less people. So what I'm trying to share here with you is I don't want, and you shouldn't want, to have 100,000 followers with only 1,000 people that are interested in what you have to say, because your engagement rates are going to be low. And when your engagement rates are low, Instagram looks at that and says, well, you're not serving up content that's valuable, so we're going to show your content to less accounts and less people. So I would rather have 10,000 followers that love what I have to say. And let's be honest, not everybody's going to love that, but I'd love to have at least 50% of my following really, really engaged in what I'm saying. But you know what? I'll go for 30%, 25%. But when you have people like Becky with the dildos and the pachangas in your audience, well, that's not helping things, right? So I went in and I removed some accounts like that from my audience. And I believe that the combination of those two things in one day is what got me shadow banned. So let's talk about what Instagram really, really wants. I feel like that's a Spice Girl song. I'm going to spare you, though, the singing. So here's what Instagram really wants. And they actually put this in a statement. I'll share the statement with you guys. The statement, and this was February 28th of maybe this year. We understand users have experienced issues with our hashtag search. They go on to say that what they want is they want you to have a distinct visual presence, including your logo, an iconic brand element, a brand color, or even a product you're known for to make your content distinct and easily recognizable for the community. They want you to be a storyteller, y'all. I have a whole module within my Dame MBA, which is called the Storyteller's Advantage. They want you to tell a story that supports your business goal. Whether you want to raise awareness or increase sales of a specific product, make sure the imagery and copy ladder up to your main goal. Okay, they want you to put thought into your creative, be well crafted to stand out, and that's it. That's simply what Instagram wants. So guess what? If we want to use their free platform, because it is free and they're letting us borrow it, then, you know, let's give them what they want, right? So it is their platform. And so we just want to do what they ask. And they're really, you guys, this is the truth bomb of all truth bombs. There are no fast tracks to building a profitable audience, period. Okay? If you go viral, and everybody wants viral, they want all these big numbers because it makes their ego feel good. But what if we did truly focus on the value that we were putting out every single day? And that value wasn't about us. It was about our ideal client who's watching, listening, and consuming our content. We already know that there is so much shitty content out there, negative, bad content. So why be part of that noise? Let's be part of the voice. So here's the deal. The real deal is, did I get frustrated? Yes, I got super frustrated because on that next day, I had a very important message letting women know. Any woman that had ever been told that they didn't belong here, that there wasn't room for them in their industry or in that circle or whatever it was, I was letting them know that there is room for you. And that was a really important message. I wasn't selling anything, but I was soothing a lot of the pain that women feel out there. And women didn't get that message because I was shadow banned. So I did get super frustrated. I felt very, very defeated. Naturally, right? But then I did what I always do and what I know to be true in business growth. And listen, at the end of the day, that's what I am. I'm a business growth coach. I'm not an Instagram coach, but I am a business growth coach. I help women launch, build, and scale businesses. And I did what I always do, show up anyways. Okay? You cannot just show up to serve others when the stars are aligning. We have to show up to serve others even when the algorithm says, you don't get space here. Even when our message maybe doesn't resonate with people in that moment. What I do believe is that the people that need to hear our message, they will hear that message that we put out there. So here's a couple ideas, things that I did to get more engagement during my shadow ban. And this is honestly stuff that we should be doing whether we're shadow banned or not. So here you go. I did more direct outreach. Instead of waiting for people to come to me, I went to them. Okay, so I did this in a few different ways. I went to my stories and I tried to support every person who viewed my content by giving a like, a comment to like their latest post, or I commented on their stories. And the best way for you to do that is to just go into your stories, okay, swipe up, and see all the faces, all the accounts that show up, just start clicking on those. Now, if you have like If you have 100,000 followers, well, you're probably not even listening to this podcast, but if you had that many, it would be impossible for you to go in and support every single view. But maybe your strategy is anybody who has a story, and you can tell if they have a story because they have that pink and yellow circle around their bio. Click on it, watch a couple of their story slides, send them a comment, right? Now you're getting into their DMs. So that was one thing that I did to do more outreach. I wanted to nurture my supporters. The next thing that I did is I had several new followers that I welcomed to my audience, and I got into their DMs on that day. Now, I want you to know this strategy is not something that I do if Becky with the dildos just started following me. In fact, now what I do is I immediately remove her from my audience if I can tell that it is a ghost account. But I do this if it is somebody who looks like they're my ideal client. Maybe they need business growth help. Maybe they need confidence help. And so I will always go over to their account. I always send them a voice DM if I can. And then here's a couple things that you should do. Definitely send the voice DM, okay? And then definitely call them by their name. Those two things make people feel so seen, loved, and understood. And it creates an experience for your audience. It allows you to stand out from everybody else on Instagram because hardly anybody is doing that. And the great news about getting into people's DMs is you have just bumped yourself up in the algorithm. So your content is going to be served up to those people that you're DMing. So that was the next thing I did for a part of my outreach. And then the other thing that I did was I created more content variety in the days following my shadow ban. So on day one, if you remember, I was on Reels. That's what got me banned. So on day two, even though I felt super frustrated, I showed up anyways, and I showed up with shareable content. I showed up with content that people would say, hell yeah, or me too, I feel that way. And I just relied on a few people sharing that content out. And on that day, I did have about 25% of my normal views and engagement, but it was okay. I knew the people that needed to hear that would hear it, and that the people that wanted to share it would share it, and I did get some shares. Then on day three, I came hard with a CTA, a call to action, and I asked my audience to comment, like, share, and tag, and you know what? They did. The more they did that, the more the people who saw my content were able to share it, and then my engagement went up from that. So that's kind of how I've repaired and resuscitated myself from this shadow ban that I had. So there you go. On the third day, I had a call to action. I said something funny about Instagram shadow banning me. I went on to give value to other people about what, you know, what a shadow ban is. It was obviously the Cliff Notes version of what I'm sharing with you today. And then call to action. I said, help a sister out, comment, like, tag, share, because most people that are just consuming that aren't content creators, they don't understand how important those comments, likes, shares, and tags are. And let me tell you this, if you're not using a call to action frequently, you're missing out, because so many people are mindlessly scrolling this app, and we have to interrupt the scroll by telling them what to do. You have to tell people what you want them to do. So the other thing that I did, you guys, to up my engagement was I created polls in my stories that were really easy to answer. So here's a little sales trick for you. In sales, a confused mind always says no. And I use that formula for everything that I do. I see so many people putting polls up in their stories that are hard to answer, right? I have to think about it. And so by that point, I've already gone to the next screen. So what you want to do is you want to make it simple and people will engage, because that's what they want. They want to participate now more than ever. They want to feel like they belong. So it could be as simple as, what's your favorite color? Do you do this? Are you using your voice today? Do you like spaghetti or tacos? Make it easy, make it fun, and people are going to vote on it. And that is going to help boost engagement. Now, still in my shadow ban, I only had about 25% of people voting on polls that were simple. But if you just keep that up, you're always going to come back from it. And honestly, doing polls every single day that are easy for people to respond to is good to do anyways. So it comes down to this, y'all. You do not own this app. You don't own Instagram. You don't own Facebook. And so I want you to consider building an email list or text list where you are in charge of how the content gets served up. You know, last Thanksgiving, Instagram was down for a couple of hours and people everywhere were freaking out because they couldn't use Instagram. This is why if you have an email list, which this next week I will be using my email list, I will be communicating with my audience in that way. So I want to encourage you, you know, to one, keep in mind, you know, we get to borrow this app and we should be grateful for that. We shouldn't complain about it, but we should be taking action steps to funnel people into another way of communication. And again, that could be an email list. That could also be a text list. The other thing, and this is the most important thing, is to show up. Just keep showing up and understand that connections and businesses are built one person at a time. We need to really start understanding that building an audience on social media really isn't that different from doing it in person. So you need to make your account an experience that makes people feel seen, understood, and loved. And you'll win at just the right pace if you do that. And if you keep that growth mindset, foundational belief in your head, show up and make people feel seen, understood, and loved, and you are going to win on social media. So I hope that this was really, really helpful for you. And I, like I said, I am not an Instagram growth queen. I am a business growth queen. I help women launch businesses, grow, and scale them. But a lot of these ideas and beliefs really do plug and play into Instagram as well. So if this episode was helpful, I really hope that you will go leave a 5-star review on the podcast for us and reach out to me in my DMs and let me know, let me know what questions you have about this, or if there's anything that I didn't cover here that would be helpful. Man, I am so happy to create content that would be valuable for you. So anyways, as always, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm just so incredibly grateful for every single one of you, sending out so much love to you. Mwah. If today's episode helped to motivate and inspire you, then please take a moment to leave us a 5-star review. It would mean the world to us as we continue to grow this Selling the Naked Truth community. Of course, you can always find us the old-fashioned way at sellingthenakedtruth.com or at our Instagram handles. Jason can be found at Selling the Naked Truth on the gram, and Susan can be found at Dame and Heart.